Hi, I'm Sarah Flower with KSUT News. Today we are joined with our bi-monthly COVID-19 update with Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, Leanne Jalan. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah.
I want our listeners to know, I think we were missed a little bit over the Memorial Day break. So on a programming standpoint, for all you listeners out there via ksut.org or maybe you're listening to us live Mondays at 2:30, but schedule your calendars for every other week. We'll be giving you the latest in COVID-19 updates. It's been a buzz around the nation, whether it's free beer on the 4th of July from the White House and Anheuser-Busch, but bringing it here locally to specifically La Plata County, the vaccine incentives that San Juan Basin Public Health Department has been giving out in La Plata and Archuleta County has been changing and shifting and growing rapidly. Let's talk about it, Leanne.
You know, we really want to get as many people vaccinated as possible because vaccine is how we are dropping the case rate. We're keeping people safe. We're keeping people out of hospitals. And, you know, we're keeping businesses open and we're getting the economy back on track. So the more vaccines we have out there, the more dead ends the virus hits. We want the virus to hit a dead end and stop in its tracks and not move on to the next person. So vaccine is how we do that. And, you know, here locally, we've just had tons of support from businesses and, you know, other entities saying, how can we help? How can we get people out? Because, you know, there was a ton of people that really wanted their vaccine as soon as it was available to them. And there's also other people whose lives are complicated. There's a million things to do every day. And today, the best day to go in and get my shot. Lots of us have all kinds of competing pressures. And, you know, today isn't the right day. But because of these incentives and motivators, people are coming in. And that's the whole point of this. It's like to kind of sweeten the deal a little bit. Don't put it off. Do it right now because you'll get something special on the way out the door. And, you know, one of these special things is with the Business Improvement District from Durango.
Oh, what a transition, Leanne. Pro status on that. Zoom bombing us here today is Tim Walsworth, the executive director of the Business Improvement District of Durango. Tim, nice to have a guest on this show today.
I'm always honored to be on with Leanne and support the efforts of San Juan Basin Public Health.
Just as Leanne had mentioned, this vaccine incentive and getting businesses that some of them have taken a big hit in 2020 and during this pandemic. Let's talk about the Business Improvement District's role in getting businesses to sign on for vaccine incentives.
We've been supportive of all the things we've had to do, whether we've liked them or not, throughout this whole 14, 15, 16 month ordeal, right? And certainly this is what we've been waiting for a long time, is the ability to have a vaccination series, right? That frees everything up and opens everything up. And we're seeing it impact our community tremendously already. And so we just wanted to support those efforts at the bid. So I put out an appeal to the close to 1,000 businesses that we represent and very quickly got enough responses to fill up a sheet of paper. And on this paper that people will get when they choose to start their vaccination series is just a set of coupons and discounts and deals at local businesses downtown and in the North Main District. And they add up to about $80. And so it's just like Leanne was saying, it's just a little reward, a little incentive to get people over the hump and get that vaccination series started.
I got to say, as somebody myself and my family who is throwing elbows in February to try to get a vaccine, I feel like this is like a group project that I'm not getting extra credit for getting vaccinated early, but people who are maybe making this decision now are getting all the bonus points.
Well, so there is one, of course, at the state level, right? You know, this one's nice, $80. You can also win $1 million, just slightly different, right, from the state. And so everybody who's been vaccinated from day one, right, to now is entered in those drawings. They just did the first drawing last Friday, and a woman from Mead, a healthcare worker from Mead, won it. That was super cool to see.
I think, speaking of extra credit, though, those of you who went out and got your vaccine as soon as you were eligible, you did get extra credit. You've had 4, maybe 5 months of really feeling at ease that you have not only done your part, but you've protected yourself, you've protected your friends and family, and protected your community. And I know as soon as you get that shot, it feels like a ton of bricks come off of your shoulders with, you know, oh my God, what am I going to do next? And then the first time you run into somebody that you haven't seen in 16 months and you can give them a hug, it is worth it. So the extra credit you got, Sarah, is that you've been doing that for 4 or 5 months. There are people who are getting a little extra credit now, but that's okay, because this is how we get there as a community.
There was recently a report done by the Denver Post, which showed that as a state, as a whole, Colorado has not seen this like rush of people who want to put their name in the hat to get vaccinated. Here locally in the counties that San Juan Basin Public Health oversees, are these vaccine incentives helping push our vaccination numbers?
Yeah, we think so. I mean, we don't have a control group because we're only giving incentives here. So we can't compare it to anything else. And we're doing lots of different fun incentives, right? And so, you know, what we know is that cases are going down and vaccine is controlling infection. So do we know, you know, which incentive is working best? You know, we have people show up, you know, we have 500 people that have already gotten the coupons from the Business Improvement District downtown Durango. We've had hundreds of people get free beer, whether it's in the Durango sites or the Archuleta sites. We're doing some, you know, scratcher tickets in Archuleta County, which really support schools and the great outdoors, which are really important for our corner of the state. So it's just kind of building an ecosystem where we're all headed in the right direction. And, you know, the truth is La Plata County is a top 10 county in the state. Archuleta County is in the top third of counties in the state for vax rate right now. So, like I said, we don't have a control group. We can't compare to what it would be like if we weren't doing these incentives, but we're really proud that this community has come together. You know, Southwest Colorado is out getting vaccinated from starting in January. We were the leading region in the state, and we're seeing that continue today, that people really want to control this pandemic and get themselves safe and back to normal.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, and joining us, special guest appearance by Tim Walsworth, the Executive Director of the Business Improvement District. Is there anything else either of you would like to add on this week's COVID-19 update?
I think just reminding people that, you know, vaccines are available right now, every single day in tons of locations around the community, right? We've built this great ecosystem of providers, and we have the community clinics every single day, and we have mobile clinics going to different events. So we're trying to make it really easy for people, because Colorado really wants to get to 75% of the population done by the 4th of July. You know, we don't know if this is going to be achievable in Colorado, but we're sure as heck going to try, right? Because this is the most important thing we can do to get our lives back on track. And we're just like we said, we're really proud of, you know, we're really proud of the communities that are served by San Juan Basin Public Health. We're ahead of the game. We have more people vaccinated than studies show we should have vaccinated at this point. So we know people are coming together and doing this, and we're kind of, you know, foot on the gas through the next 5 weeks to see how far we can get into this.
Tim, final thoughts.
Well, ditto what Leanne said. I am really proud of our community. It was hard. We all know, right? But, you know, you look at the case counts that we had here, and we kept things pretty well in check. And that's because, you know, overall, our community did what we needed to do, and we needed to buckle down to stop this thing and slow it down. And it's very similar with vaccine acceptance. But I do acknowledge, just like Leanne said, right, it's hard for everybody to work it into their lives. If you're a true Durango Tang working 2-3 jobs, right, like a lot of us do, you know, it might be really hard to find that time. And so hopefully these incentives, you know, will motivate people just to try to fit that into busy schedules. I, you know, personal story, I was able to go see my aging parents in Atlanta who've been very sick. And I hadn't seen them in forever. And that was awesome, right? And I encourage everyone to give it a hard look. If you have questions, ask them. It's okay to have questions and wonder about this or that, but ask your doctor, ask your friends, call the health department, and then make that appointment. Let us give you a little reward and get on the way to getting healthy.
Leanne and Tim, thank you so much for your time today here on KSUT for our COVID-19 update.